السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما اللهم فقهنا في الدين آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم and thank you for joining us today for Ar-Rahma's English course. Inshallah, I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we are going to continue from where we left off from Surah An-Nisa. So inshallah, starting from ayah number 44 to ayah number 49. And we're just going to start first with the recitation of these verses. If y'all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite starting from ayah number 44. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر إلى الذين أوتوا نصيبا من الكتاب يشترون الضلالة ويريدون أن تضلوا السبيل والله أعلم بأعدائكم وكفى بالله وليا وكفى بالله نصيرا من الذين هادوا يحرفون الكلم عن مواضعه ويقولون سمعنا وعصينا واسمع غير مسمع وراعنا ليا بألسنتهم وطعنا في الدين ولو أنهم قالوا سمعنا وأطعنا واسمع وانظرنا لكان خيرا لهم وأقوم ولكن لعنهم الله بكفرهم فلا يؤمنون إلا قليلا يا أيها الذين أوتوا الكتاب آمنوا بما نزلنا مصدقا لما معكم من قبل أن نطمس وجوها فنردها على أدبارها أو نلعنهم كما لعنا أصحاب السبت وكان أمر الله مفعولا إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء ومن يشرك بالله فقد افترى إثما عظيما ألم تر إلى الذين يزكون أنفسهم بل الله يزكي من يشاء ولا يظلمون فتيلا. So inshallah, that is our lesson, ayah number 44 to ayah number 49. And alhamdulillah for our theory, we did manage to finish the sifat, the topic of sifat, or the characteristics of the letters. So inshallah, today we are going to start over with a new topic. So the next topic that we're going to cover is known as ahkam an-nun as-sakinah wa at-tanween. So this is basically the rulings of the nun sakinah and the tanween. So first, we're just going to start over by going what is a nun sakina and what is a tanween. So a nun sakina is basically a nun, so the letter nun, and it is free from any vowel or haraka. So there is no fatha on it, there is no dhamma on it, and there is no kasra on it. What is going to be on this letter is a sukun. This is why it is known as nun as-sakina. So this is pretty simple. Just basically, you're going to have a nun with a sukun on top. There is no vowel, there is no haraka, there is no shadda. So it occurs either in the middle or the end of the word. So we're going to have this nun sakina. It's either in the middle of the word or it can also be at the end of the word. Sometimes it has the sign of sukun on it, and sometimes it does not have the sign of sukun on it. So you're going to see that in the Quran. Sometimes you might see that there is a nun and there's nothing on top of this nun. So you will not actually see the sign of the sukun. Despite not having anything on this nun, it is still a nun sakina. So you can just keep this in mind, that nun sakina might have the sukun, or it might not be written on the letters in the Quran. So this is something just to keep in mind, that even though you do not see the sukun, it is still a nun sakina. So you can either see the sign, or sometimes it's just written without the sign. But in either case, it is still nun sakina. There is no haraka on this letter. You're just going to say it with a sukun. And then sukun, again, basically is from the word sakana, meaning to rest. You're just going to spend a little bit of time on this letter without any movement. You're just going to rest on that makhraj. So for example, if we have the word minha, so noon does not have any haraka on it. You're just going to rest on that noon for a little bit. Minha. So this is basically what sukun is. What is tanween? So tanween is a noon sakin sound that is pronounced at the end of some words. So tanween, this is very important. It is the sound of a noon sakin. And if you listen to a tanween and you listen to nun sakin, you're going to hear that both of them have the same exact sound. So if I say, for example, a kasra tanween, in, and then I say alif, nun sakina, I will say this, it'll be in. Now for both of these, the sound is exactly the same. So nun sakina and tanween both have the same sound. So for tanween, it is going to be the same sound as a nun sakin, and it is going to be found at the end of a word. You are not going to find a tanween in the beginning or the middle of the word. It is always going to be at the end of a word. It is a nun sakina that is read but not written. So when you hear me say this sound, it is going to sound like nun sakina. But when you have it written, it is not going to be written as a nun. Instead, you are going to see either a double haraka. You are going to see either two lammas, two fathas, or two kasras at the end of the word. So this is what nun sakina basically, this is what tanween basically is. It is a double haraka. So anytime you see two harakat, it is a tanween. So again, you're saying fathatain, kasratain, or dhammatain. You are seeing two dhammas, two kasras, or two fathas. So the first haraka in the tanween is the original one belonging to the letter. So if you see that there is a tanween, we are going to have two dhammas, two fathas, two kasras. So the first kasra, or the first fatha, or the first dhamma, it is originally belonging to the letter. So you're just going to say it like you normally would. And then the second haraka is going to give it that sound of the nun sakin. So for example, if we have the word aliman, if you see this written in the Quran, you see that there is a meme, and on top of the meme, there is two fathas. So now we have meme with tanween. So now if we pronounce this aliman, it sounds like I am saying man, meme, fatha, nun, with a sukun. So it has the same sound as a nun sakina, but when it is written with two fathas. So here you are going to see it's at the end of the word. The first haraka is used for the fatha, ma, and the second haraka is used for the nun sakin, man. Ma, and then nun, man. Ali, man. Now this is going to be fatha, tanween. Then we have also dhamma tanween, for example, in the word rahimun. So here in this case as well, there is meem and it has double haraka. It has two dhammas. If you see this written, it's going to be like mun. Meem has a dhamma on top. Nun has a sukun. So again, you have that sound of nun sakina, but it is written as two dhammas or two harakat. And then also in the word baytin, here you have two kasras. So here as well, it sounds like tin, ta has a kasra, nun has a sukun. But when you see it written, it is written as a tanween. So basically you have two kasras. So this is what nun sakina and this is what tanween is. Now, very important to note, nun sakina and tanween have the exact same sound. So there is no differentiation between the sound. There is only differentiation between the way that it is written. And also you only find tanween at the end of a word. Nun sakin you might find in the middle of the word as well. So this is the only difference between tanween and nun sakina. Even though they are written completely different, they both have the exact same sound. Now, the reason why we are bringing up nun sakina and tanween is because there is a specific rule for nun sakin and tanween. And this means that the way that you recite this nun sakin is going to be different depending on the scenario. So I'm going to go over the four rules. We're not going to cover them today because I don't want to go too much into it. So we're just going to do a brief introduction, and then in the next class we will go more in depth. So for now, I'm just going to go over the four rules. These are very important. Please make sure that you remember these four rules and you remember the letters that go with each of these rules. So the four rules of nun sakina and tanween are: number one, we have idhar; number two, we have idgham; number three, we have iqlab; and number four, we have ikhfa. Okay, so again, we have idhar, idgham, iqlab, and ikhfa. These are the four rules of nun sakin and tanween. Now, what is idhar? Idhar is from the word dhahara, meaning to make clear. Inshallah, when we go a little bit more in detail, I'll explain exactly what this means. But for now, just a brief introduction. So idhar, from dhahara, meaning to make clear. Idgham, from the word mudgham, meaning to merge into one another. Iqlab, from qalaba, meaning to change. And then we have ikhfa, from the word khafi, meaning to hide. So these are the four different rules of nun sakin and tanween. Inshallah, try to get yourself familiar with these. Again, this is a review, so we did cover this before. But inshallah, if you have forgotten, or if this is your first time going over this, then just know that these are very important. So we are going to try to memorize these four. Memorize the Arabic terms if you can. And then also you need to memorize the letters that go with each of these as well. So inshallah, in the next class, we will start with idhar. What is idhar exactly, and what exactly are we supposed to be doing when it comes to a nun sakin or a tanween? Now inshallah, let's move on to the analysis of our verses. We're going to start with ayah number 44 from the word alam tara ila alladhina utu nasiba. So here alam mim is going to have a tawassut, it has sukun. Tara, ra, is going to be heavy. إِلَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا نَصِيبًا صَاد is going to be heavy. نَصِيبًا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. So lam here has tawassut, rest on this lam. يَشْتَرُونَ, rest on this sheen, it has sukun. Ra in this case is going to be heavy. الضَّلَالَةَ, ضَاد is heavy. Lam is light, so make sure you do not make the lam heavy. وَيُرِيدُونَ, ra in this case is going to be light. أَن تَضِلُّ, ضَاد is heavy. تَضِلُّ السَّبِيل. And then ending here, we're just going to pull this for four counts. أَن تَضِلُّ السَّبِيل. So pull for four counts, and then make sure you do end on that tawassut on the lam. Wallahu, the name of Allah here is going to be heavy. A'alamu, ayin is going to have tawassut. Bi'a'da'ikum, ayin again has tawassut. Dal is going to be a four count med. Mim is going to have tawassut. And we're going to make sure here in the med, right away you're going to switch from the jawf to the halq. So we're switching from the jawf for the med to the halq for the hamza. So hamza has a very sharp sound, and make sure you are switching between these two. So we're not going to say bi'a'da'ikum. Now here the jawf is being used throughout. We're going to switch to the halq, bi'a'da'ikum. So make sure you have that sharp e sound, and then just switch from the jawf to the halq for that. Wakafa billahi, the name of Allah here is going to be light. The name of Allah before has kasra, so the entire name is going to be light here. Waliyan wakafa billahi, again the name of Allah is light because of the kasra on the ba. Now sira, sad is permanently heavy. Ra in this case is going to be heavy. And then we are ending here on a two count, mad al-iwad. Min alladhina hadu yuharrifuna, so ha is going to be from the throat. Ra in this case is going to be heavy. Yuharrifuna al-kalima am mawadhi'ihi. So here, dad is going to be heavy. Ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Ha is from the lower throat. So make sure you quickly switch between the makhraj. And then also we're going to pull this for two counts. وَيَقُولُونَ, qaf is heavy. سَمِعْنَا, ayn has tawassut. So just rest on this ayn, roll it a little bit in the throat. وَعَصَيْنَا, sad is heavy. وَاسْمَعْ, again, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Make sure you are rolling that in the throat a little bit. غَيْرَ مُسْمَعٍ, غين is going to be heavy. Ra in this case is heavy. And then وراعينا, ra again is heavy. عين, make sure it is from the middle of the throat. ليم بألسنتهم. Lam and ميم both have توسط. Rest on this for a little bit. وطعنا, عين again has توسط. Roll it in the throat. في الدين. ولو أنهم قالوا سمعنا. عين from the middle of the throat. وأطعنا, طاء is heavy. عين from the middle of the throat. واسمع, again عين from the middle of the throat. وانظرنا, را is going to be heavy. لكان خيرا لهم. خاء is heavy. را in this case is heavy. وأقوام, قاف is going to be heavy. ولكن لعنهم الله, عين from the middle of the throat. The name of Allah here is heavy. بكفرهم, را is going to be light. فلا يؤمنون. So here Hamza has a sharp jerking sound. Remember that it has جهر. So we are going to abruptly stop the sound. It has شدة as well. So make sure that you are stopping the sound here abruptly when it comes. إلا قليلا, قاف is going to be heavy, and then we end here on a two count med. يا أيها الذين أوتوا, so here يا is going to be a four count med. أوتوا الكتاب آمنوا بما نزلنا مصدقا, صاد is going to be heavy, قاف in this case is heavy, قاف in every case, sorry, is heavy, it is a permanently heavy letter. لما معكم من قبل, قاف is going to be heavy, باء is a letter of قلقلة, so allow a little bit of that bounce by opening the مخرج. أن نطمس, طاء again is going to be a letter of qalqala. Open the makhraj just a little bit to give it some bounce. Wujuhan fanaruddaha, ra is going to be heavy. Ala adbariha, dal is going to have qalqala, give it some of that bounce. Ra is going to be light. Ha is a four count med, and then here ala, the word before, also is a four count med. Aw nal'anahum, so lam and meem both have to wasut, rest on this letter. Kama la'anna, again this is four count med. Ashab as-sabt, sad is going to be heavy. And then here, very important, we have a letter with qalqala and we have ta', which is a letter of hams. So make sure that you are quickly going from the ba' sukun to the ta' sukun. So give it qalqala and then also move on to the hams as well. Ashab as-sabt. So quickly switch from qalqala to the hams. وَكَانَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ, ra here is going to be heavy. The name of Allah here is heavy as well because of the dhamma in the ra. مَفْعُولَ, and then fat, rest on this, عين from the middle of the throat. لا is a two count med. إِنَّ اللَّهَ, the name of Allah here is going to be heavy. لَا يَغْفِرُ, غَيْن is going to have رِخَاوَة. So just rest on this letter for a little bit. ra is going to be heavy. أَن يُشْرَكَ, ra is going to be heavy. وَيَغْفِرُ, so غين again رخاوه, rest on this for a little bit, allow it to roll a little bit in the mouth. را is going to be heavy. ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء, so this is going to be a four count med. And then همزة here has شدة, so make sure you do give it a little bit of that نبر. Just going to have a sharp jerking sound at the end. Make sure you do not drop this letter, so don't say يشاء. So here the Hamza is kind of dropping off into the distance, so make sure you give it a little bit of that jerk. يشاء. So a little bit of that jerk, it has nabr as well, so raise the voice. وَمَن يُشْرِك, ra here is going to be light. Gaf is going to have hems, so give it a little bit of that air. يُشْرِك بِاللَّهِ, the name of Allah here is going to be light because of that has kasra. فَقَدْ, qaf is going to be heavy. فَقَدْ افْتَرَى, this is a four count med. إِثْمًا عَظِيمًا, ظَا is going to be heavy. مَا, this is going to be a two count med. أَلَمْ تَرَى, ميم is going to have توسط. تَرَى, ra is going to be heavy. إِلَى الَّذِينَ يُزَكُّونَ أَنفُسَهُمْ, so here ميم is going to have توسط if you stop. بَلِ اللَّهُ, the name of Allah here is light because of the kasra in the previous letter. يُزَكِّي مَن يَشَاء, this is a four count med. وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ, law is going to be heavy. فَتِيلَ, and then here we end on a two count med العواد. So inshallah, this is our lesson for today. So starting from ayah number 44 to ayah number 49. And alhamdulillah, we did start the rules of Nun, Sakina, and Tanween. So again, the four rules are Idhar, Idgham, Iqlab, and Ikhfa. Inshallah, in the next class, we are going to go a little bit more in detail about what these rules are, what exactly do they mean. And then also, I just wanted to remind you that please do try to memorize these if you can. Take notes. These are very important. And inshallah, I would like if everyone could memorize the Arabic terms for these, and then also the letters that go with all of these. If you do need to make a cheat sheet, you can do that as well. Write it down on a small piece of paper, and then keep it next to your Quran as you're reciting. You can look into that. You can also write it down in your Quran. You can make small vowel symbols. So for idhar, for example, you can put iz, idgham, id, iqlab, iq, ikhfa, ik. So just underneath the letter, you can write that as well to help you memorize. But inshallah, I would like if you could memorize these, and inshallah, the letters that go with them as well. So inshallah, we will end here for now and move on to the tafsir portion of our class. Jazakallah khairan kathiran, everyone. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.